Half of the randomly chosen adults surveyed said the U.S. was right to forcibly remove Saddam Hussein from power. When the same question was asked in the spring of 2004, 54% said the U.S. did the right thing. Statistically, those sentiments have remained the same over the last year and a half, according to an analyst with the St. Norbert College Survey Center. Wendy Scattergood also asked respondents how the war is progressing. She says about 40% of them say things are going well. Again, Scattergood says that number is comparable with 2004 results.
In the news, we've been hearing a lot of things about people are feeling that things are going worse and there's more negativity, and our poll results show it actually fairly stable.
The news isn't as good for the president. 60% of respondents don't approve of how he is handling the situation in Iraq. Still, Scattergood says people can differentiate between the president's job and the mission. But she says a slight majority would like a deadline for the troops to come home.
Despite these, that 50% saying that we did the right thing, on the other hand, when we ask them, should we keep our troops there until things are more stable in Iraq, or should we set a timetable to bring them home in the near future? And the majority, 51%, actually said that we should put them on a timetable to bring them home in the near future.
Earlier this week, the Senate passed a measure asking the president to outline plans to complete the mission in Iraq and to give regular progress updates. The Senate rejected a timetable for removal. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.